When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
California is our country. We must fix this state so our kids will stay. Only your trust can do that. Not politicians who try to fix government schools. Not politicians who claim to support our right to bear arms, yet utter such nonsense you know they neither carry nor train. To protect your kids and fix California, you must first fix your trust.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Let's face it. A 50 or 60-year-old body isn't the same as a 20-year-old. You won't be able to do the same things at the same intensity and pace as you did when you were young. But exercise is still the key to your independence and a good quality of life as you age. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. You lose muscle mass as you get older, and exercise can help you rebuild it. Muscles also burn more calories than fat, even at rest, which will offset your slowing metabolism. Exercise helps stop, delay, and sometimes improve serious illnesses like heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, stroke, arthritis, and osteoporosis. Low-impact exercise with less jumping and pounding is kinder to your joints. Definitely pick things that you enjoy doing, like bicycling, pickleball, gardening, dancing, or tai chi. A simple and effective way is walking. It builds stamina, strengthens lower body muscles, and helps fight against bone diseases like osteoporosis. Keep listening to learn healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, who keeps reminding you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles reports record attendance for 4th of July celebration. Heat advisory for San Luis Obispo County this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 90s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The City of Paso Robles' 4th of July celebration brought in record attendance for America's 250th birthday. City says they estimate about 10 to 12,000 residents and visitors gathered at Barney Schwartz Park, up from previous years when higher estimates were close to just 10,000. City thanks cooler weather and the significance of America's 250th anniversary for the increased attendance. Although there was light rain when the fireworks show concluded, the weather held on long enough for most attendees to enjoy the celebration and make their way to vehicles before real showers began. The city says the event concluded with no major safety incidents. The Grover Beach Police Department said they responded to fewer illegal fireworks calls on the 4th of July than in previous years. The police department said there were no major incidents in the city, although officers did have to issue 10 citations for illegal fireworks use. The Grover Beach City Council revised the city's fine for violations, issuing $1,000 in fines for the first 10 fireworks violations, which would then increase to $3,000 and then $5,000 for more violations. Heat advisory issued for San Luis Obispo County this week. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. A heat advisory for San Luis Obispo County has been issued as warmer temperatures are forecasted for this week. The advisory will be in effect from 10 this morning to 8 p.m. on Friday. The warmest temperatures are expected Wednesday and Thursday afternoon, with a very modest cool-down period on Friday. There's a high risk for heat illness for sensitive populations, including the young, old, and those active outdoors. Remember to drink plenty of fluids, stay in air-conditioned rooms, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. City of Atascadero and Central Coast Zoo are excited to announce that tickets are now on sale for their 13th annual Brew at the Zoo. The annual fundraiser features a variety of craft beer, wine, cider, seltzer, and distilled spirits with an exclusive evening at the Central Coast Zoo. The event will be held Saturday, September 12th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy entertainment from Andrew Sedley Jazz Trio, The Vibe Setters, and also the zoo will be games, a costume contest, a hula hoop dance contest, and more. Tickets are $45 per person. Designated driver tickets are $15 per person. Non-alcoholic beverages will be available at the event from food vendors. Central Coast Zoo is one of 240 institutions accredited by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, home to nearly 65 species of animals. The summer concert series for Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton will continue this week. For Templeton Park, this Wednesday's entertainment will feature the Molly Ringwald Project, playing 80s rock and dance music. On Thursday for Pass Robles, Michelle Lambert will be in the downtown city park playing pop music. And at Atascadero's Saturday in the Park series, this Saturday will be Ghost Monster with Feel Good Rock from all eras. All concerts are free to attend. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 8-7, the Giants over the Blue Jays 10-1, the Diamondbacks shut out the Padres 8-0, the Yankees beat the Rays 5-1. Tonight, the Giants will face the Blue Jays, the Dodgers will go against the Rockies, the Padres will face the Diamondbacks, the Angels will go against the Rangers, the Athletics will face the Tigers, and the Yankees will go against the Rays. In California news, GOP candidate for California Governor Steve Hilton has urged the federal government to stay out of the state's way in preventing California's efforts to prevent AT&T from ending landline services to some customers. The FCC's actions in June advanced the company's plans to end the service, which drew backlash and objections from California regulators. Hilton supported the state's efforts in a letter to FCC Chair Brendan Carr on Monday. Private prison company CoreCivic has sold two of its largest immigration detention facilities in California to the Department of Homeland Security. The company announced the $1.5 billion deal on Monday. CoreCivic said they expect to continue running the day-to-day operations of both facilities under existing contracts with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. 32-year-old Kesley Fenler, a Grand Canyon River rafting guide, has become the first U.S. woman to row solo from California to Hawaii. She launched from Monterey on May 21st and arrived into a harbor in Honolulu on July 3rd. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Appointed to the United Soybean Board of Directors in early 2026, Rob Schaefer says among the board work is continuing to find and support new uses and technologies for U.S. soybeans.
Stuff for putting the soybean additive to put on blacktops and pavements to make them last longer, whether that's going into Skechers shoes, you know, they use soybean oil in that, tires, Goodyear tires, they put a soybean additive in there to make the tires last longer, that kind of stuff. We're always looking for new ways to incorporate. We've got a lot of animals that eat soybean meal. The other good one is now biodiesel and renewable diesel with 45Z. Okay, as far as soybean oil going into to biofuels, whether that's renewable diesel or biomass-based diesel. So that's a big one, too, now that the government's got that stuff figured out and a big demand for soybean oil.
On an interesting note, Schaefer says that soybean use demand has changed.
I used to raise a bean to feed pigs, chickens, and turkeys, and dairy cows in the meal side and not the oil so much. And that's why the farmer started biodiesel back in 30-plus years ago, was to find a demand for that. The oil, because it was a drag on the soybean. Now the oil's taken precedent, and now we've got a meal. We got to figure out how to get a meal, you know, get meal moving.
Other USB work includes finalizing a budget this month, and he says they hope to announce their new executive director in the coming weeks. The USB is made up of 77 members.
Livestock Producers Western Video Market's big summer sale is July 13th through the 15th, broadcast live from the Silver Legacy Casino Resort in Reno, Nevada. Don't miss three exciting days featuring more than 110,000 head of feeder cattle, nearly 6,000 feeder lambs, and approximately 2,000 head of breeding stock, including the complete fall calving Faith Ranch dispersion out of Central California. Watch the sale live, view the catalog, or register as a buyer today at WVMCattle.com.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming.
It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Third-generation oilfield workers Ricky Bird discussed California's energy policies in his new documentary, Kern Oil. Bird spent his career working in Kern County's oil fields and was inspired by his father's inability to find work before his death in 2022 to make his documentary. Bird's documentary challenges the perception that importing foreign oil provides environmental benefits and focuses on Kern County's oil industry as its economic backbone. Bird argued that California's oil producers operate under strict environmental regulations, while importing oil from overseas can create additional emissions. For California agriculture, Bird noted that reliable and affordable energy is closely tied to the cost of farming, transportation, manufacturing, and food production, and believes discussion about the state's future should include economic impacts on rural communities and industries that depend on petroleum every day. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, low 50s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, northwest winds at about 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday. Upper 90s on Thursday, low 90s Friday, upper 80s Saturday, mid 80s on Sunday, low 90s on Monday, 92 a week from today. Currently it is 55 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mixed. Appliance, phone, and chip maker Samsung is predicting a dramatic jump in earnings, though Wall Street wanted an even more upbeat forecast, and the stock has been losing ground. SpaceX is joining the NASDAQ 100 today. Ray Wong of Constellation Research says in the long term, it will diversify the index. SpaceX shares opened down 1%. Walmart shares opened up more than 1% after it revealed price cuts on food, household products, clothing, toys, and other items. The company says it's cutting to help consumers. President Trump says it was in response to a request from the administration. The trade deficit widened in May to $77.6 billion. It was more than April, but not as severe as anticipated. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. That's simple. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They've been there since 68. Your Honda Power Equipment dealer, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on the Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice. Okay, coming up this afternoon, Barry, he's got a loaded show, Protecting What Matters. First up,
Very interesting. Nuclear physicist James Walker, CEO of Nano Nuclear Energy, and progress and next steps in deploying the first microreactors in the United States. And then Greg Haskin, executive director of CoLab, keeping us abreast of what's going on here in the county of San Luis Obispo. All righty, let's see here. Landlines. The FCC decision took effect by default, but it doesn't mark the end of the multi-year fight. AT&T sued the California Public Utilities Commission in May, arguing that California requires AT&T to spend $1 billion each year to maintain a century-old telephone network that almost no one uses. Au contraire. Just over 35% of Californians still regularly use landline, meaning about 10.6 million people. But on the other side of this, only 5% of residents still use traditional copper wire lines. Many rely on wireless or fiber optic alternatives for their home phones. All right. Now, the traditional copper lines are physical wires. They plug into the wall. They get the power through the wire itself. This means they usually work even when the electricity goes out. Cell phones depend on local towers. These towers obviously lose power during major storms and other outages, which we have a lot here in the fine state of California. So the percentage of people is not what it's really about. Now, if you go around in the United States, about 20% of United States households still use landlines. But the other side of it is, similar to California, only about 2% of Americans rely only on a traditional phone. The other 18% use one alongside a cell phone. That means nearly 8 in 10 adults have fully cut the cord and are wireless only. Landline use has dropped from over 90% in 2004 to where it is today. Most holdouts are adults 65 and older. Older adults often own their homes and find corded phones easier to use. Okay, so as we kind of, hinted that, all right, well, maybe 10, 15 years, that'll be down to zero. Down to zero. Where we won't have the landlines. But on the other end, as some people have noted, the cost goes up, of course. And then what about the ability to make sure that we have enough power? If we're going to have everybody on electric stoves at home, electric cars, et cetera, and the grid right now, we can't handle it. That's why, well, one of the reasons anyway, that we have these a lot of power outages here in the fine state of California. So again, just something to think about because it'll be coming sooner or later as technology increases and the improvements in our lives. I wonder if it gets to a point, are we really improving our lives? Don't know. We won't know until we get there. We won't know until we get there. Hi, good morning.
Hey, does that mean that, about the phones, that the fiber optics needs power, its external power? Is that where you're going? So the copper lines supply their own power for the phone.
Well, the copper is expensive and it's gotten older.
I know, but I'm assuming then that the fiber optics doesn't carry the power to power the phone, so you need PG&E's power. Is that, am I correct in that?
Well, I don't know when you say PG&E's power, yes, because the landline stays, you can still use a landline when the power goes out.
With the copper lines?
Right.
But with the fiber optics?
I don't know. Well, if they don't, I'm assuming that just the copper.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Do you have a landline?
No, we don't.
Okay.
I mean, we did for a while just because of the internet, but we never answered it. It was a nuisance, obviously, because, you know, 99% of the calls are robo on landlines.
Well, there's a law in California. You could have taken care of that.
Yeah, well, I signed up for the no-call thing once, and then I got a call once by an advertiser that says, yeah, that's where we got the number. So that didn't work for us.
All right, so anyway. you are surviving, obviously, without a landline like most people.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how many phones do you use?
Well, my wife and I each have one, that's all.
Okay, just the two of you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, there's going to be a time, will come a time when there's no choice for the people with landlines. Now, maybe in different parts of the country, I don't know. Because we tend to think in California that the rest of the country operates like us, but that's not the case.
Yeah. It sounds, you said 35% are still using landlines. That's incredible. It's significant, and the rural areas where there's no cell, that's a significant issue with older people, especially,
right?
Or anybody with an emergency,
right? But as we alluded to last hour, those older people aren't going to be here. The ones that are strictly using the landlines now. Once again, when I mentioned the number, you got to take this in consideration when it states. Over 35% of Californians still regularly lose landlines, but only 5% of the residents still use the traditional copper wires.
Yeah, well, that's where I was going with my thinking, not knowing the technology. Does Chris know if? I mean, we're making a lot of assumptions here. Based on ignorance.
About copper lines and fiber? No, I don't know a thing about electrical lines or anything like that.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, it just makes sense, I guess, that they're not transmitting the power through the what's the other thing? Oh my goodness.
Well, okay, you know, again, I brought this up last hour. So the government is always pounding us on safety precautions, be prepared, et cetera, et cetera. And you know what? Maybe nothing's wrong with that. Just make sure we're safe so we continue to allow them to steal money for us in the form of taxes. But
Kevin, since the government has unlimited funds, why wouldn't they just take over AT&T's lines and take care of that? Because it's all free money.
Okay. So let me go back to something yesterday where you have 53% of 18 to 39-year-olds think that government should take over quite a few of the things, energy, I forget the whole list, but there are quite a few things that the generation coming up thinks the government should take over.
Yeah, so the phone's just another fly in the ointment thing there. I mean, it's just another little thing that they might as well, right? We're all going to be good, Kevin.
And if the government were to take over the phones, what do you think could possibly happen?
Well, it's probably already happening. You mean the surveillance?
Yeah.
Yeah. Trust me. They already know what you're doing in your home 24/7.
All right. So in this little thing I came across here, it says... my point about safety and the government and everything. It says here, landlines are viewed as a critical safety backup.
It sounds to me like it. That's true. That's a true statement.
Okay, so government wants us safe, right? They give us all the tools, not give us, but they... advise on the things, the do's and the don'ts, and et cetera, et cetera. But if this is a critical safety backup, sounds pretty important, doesn't it?
Oh, I see where you're going. Yep. Well.
So, what to do down. It's I think no matter what that this is, they're going away.
Well, it looks like it. You can't force AT&T to continue, especially what we're talking about is areas that are the hardest to reach, right? The most difficult for them to take equipment out and repair lines and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Right, and again, the state is wanting to force them to spend over $1 billion a year either to fix or maintain.
Yeah, and of course, the law of diminishing returns has already arrived for them, right?
Right, and who's going to want to continue to, or how many people could afford to continue to pay the $50, $60 a month fee?
Mm-hmm. Not me.
No. Right. So when you have the older adult population, I've made reference to this regarding, the sports and, some of the venues that cater to younger people. And it's true because, look, the older people, they'll be going away. So they don't really care about them.
Well, there'll be people filling their place. Everybody's getting older.
Right. Yeah. They're kind of, it's like you can be replaced.
Yep. And we will be.
Just like has been happening for times, all times, is that, okay, they grew up with different, not only the backgrounds, but also of the different technologies and the different things, the likes and the dislikes, et cetera, et cetera. You may have said this, or your parents probably said it about your music. Boy, the music these kids play today. Well, you know what? That's been going on for a long time, and it will continue to go on. Each generation has their time, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, and the music gets worse and worse.
Well, of course, because you're getting older and older.
I'm getting younger.
If you grew up with the music today, you'd probably like it, right?
No, I was one of those oddballs that never followed the popular stuff. I was raised on country music and bluegrass and polka. I mentioned polka music. I used to listen to polka.
Oh, my God.
Dick Sinclair's Polka Party every Saturday afternoon.
You and I have something in common because I did not like I did not like the music of my era. So I always listened to older music when I was a kid.
Actually, the really old stuff, the 50s and 60s, I actually crooned to when the does come up. I actually enjoy some of that stuff that I never really, I just listened to it because it was in the background, but I didn't.
No, that's the stuff that I like. I did not like the music from my era. I'm not saying every song, but I preferred the 50s and 60s and, some of the older standards by even older artists than that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I go way back, of course, with Hank Williams.
The classic country I absolutely love. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there's music from, some of the eras where the stars, the big names, I think that music is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, we tend to think, except for you and I, of course, that the music of our generation is good and the generations before stunk.
Yep.
That's it. But you know what? Let's ask our young buck here. Chris, does the music from other generations back, you don't like it, right?
Not really.
Okay. And that's normal. Absolutely. So the music from your generation, and I'm, a little ha-ha-ha here, the music from your generation is the best, right?
The music from my generation is the best. The music from the previous generation isn't as good, and the music now sucks. It's as simple as that.
Okay. See how the cycle works, sir? It's absolutely, it's scientific.
Chris, come on. Don't hold back. Tell us how you really feel.
Okay, so that's just the cycle.
my generation music was good. The other generations, they can go to double hockey sticks.
Yep. Well, it's just music.
Right. It is. To each his own. All right, sir. Well, thank you for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. See?
There for the record, my actual answer to most of that is just, you know, if people like it, they can. It's just not for me. That's how I approach most things that I'm not a fan of, is just saying it's not for me, because I don't take much pride in saying, oh, this is bad, because, you know, who am I to say that? If somebody enjoys it, that's good for them.
Okay, one of the things, though, that I have wondered over the years regarding the musical taste of people, of how many songs from anybody's particular generation stand the test of time. And the reason why I ask, because my wife and I used to do the DJing, you know, the mobile DJing stuff. And, you know, we do weddings, parties, and, you know, all these different venues. And it just seemed to me that at certain events, for certain, like it's a father-daughter dance or something like that, that the songs were more, they were usually older songs. And again, that's what I'm talking about, the test of time, because a lot of the songs that you hear in movies, more than I can ever remember from years ago when I was a kid, they play them in movies. And they also use them in television commercials. And some of those are from the 60s, 70s, and maybe even 80s. And then the generation that the television and the movies that they're targeting, they say, oh, that's not a bad song. And these songs then, they stand the test of time. I don't know how many. I go back to when I first started in radio, when I was doing the pop hits of the early 80s. How many of those songs stand the test of time? In other words, you're going to play it and it's going to get people up. It may have gotten them up off the, you know, on the dance floor at the time, but do they still yearn for it? Or maybe once in a while it's a memory maker. Or maybe they even like the song now more. I don't know. It's just different. You talk about the emotions and just maybe where you are in life as well. All right, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The City of Atascadero and Central Coast Zoo are excited to announce that tickets are now on sale for their 13th annual Brew at the Zoo. The annual fundraiser features a variety of craft beer, wine, cider, seltzer, and distilled spirits with an exclusive evening at the Central Coast Zoo. Tickets are $45 per person and $15 for designated drivers. City of Paso Robles' 4th of July celebration brought in a record attendance for America's 250th birthday. The city says they estimate about 10 to 12,000 residents and visitors gathered at Barney Schwartz Park, up from previous years. No major safety incidents occurred at the event as well. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the low 90s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump in talks with Turkish President Erdogan, who's hosting the NATO summit, on the balance of power in the Middle East, NATO and Russia's Ukraine war. Ukraine tipping the balance there with drone strikes, hitting Russian oil plants 200 times, knocking out 40% of Russia's refining, says President Zelensky.
Ukrainian drones broke through Russia's defenses and struck a Russian oil refinery in Siberia. And this is not an exception. It's the new reality.
President Trump says both sides want to end it. Maine Senate Democrat candidate Graham Plattner being urged to drop out 1 week to the deadline after new credible allegations from a former girlfriend that he raped her. Democrat Ro Khanna pulling his endorsement. Senators Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer pulling his campaign cash. America is listening to Fox News.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
North County Weather.
At 9 minutes away from 8, brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Upper 80s today. Sunshine clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. And here we go. It's going to get a little bit on the hot side, folks. Upper 90s on Wednesday and Thursday. We'll cool down a little bit. Low 90s on Friday. Upper 80s Saturday. Mid-80s on Sunday. Upper 80s Monday. And low 90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10. Up and down, 5:54 a.m., 8:22 p.m., it's 55. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the River Oaks community. Great meals at great prices. Okay. We're getting, well, a month away anyway. Fall adult kickball registration is now open in Atascadero. Games are scheduled to begin on Wednesday, the 28th of August, and run through October 14th, allowing 8 evenings of games. And let's see here. All teams will be co-ed, and applicants are accepted on a team basis only, with a minimum of 12 players and a maximum of 18 players. A team's manager meeting will be held August 19th. Again, the deadline is coming up August 7th from the city of Atascadero. Go to sports@atascadero.org and get in and get in shape also. Coming in August, the Paso Robles Rotary Winemakers Cookoff is Saturday, August 8th. It's 27th year. Imagine that. Unlimited food and wine tasting. And remember, all proceeds from your ticket go directly to scholarships for local high school seniors, with over $1 million raised to date. And don't forget, you can get a designated driver ticket for just $60. Look up the Paso Robles Rotary Winemakers and enjoy. Tickets are limited, and they usually, well, not usually, they sell out. All righty, Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at outstanding prices. 7 minutes away from 8 here at the Blowtorch, the right choice.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. And remember, they fix and they can repair, they can resize, they can do a whole bunch of stuff. Elderly Hernandez leads things off. Brandon Sinclair, Sandy Dillon, Ron Nickett, Zach Frain. Let's see here. Kendall Carson, Misty Deutsch, Tanner Russell, Sean Hoy, Marco Gutt, Christopher Knoll. We have Carol Ezo, Carol, Paula Dalek, Julie Oppine, Ted Keller, says Nevada Jones, Miguel Figueroa, and Buzz and Edna Eiler. So happy birthday and happy anniversary to each and all. On my right-hand side, where'd it go? Oh, that's right, I had to do a restart.
Let's see here. George Cukor, the director. My Fair Lady, A Star Is Born, and Others, 1899-1983. Oh, man. The one and only. Leroy Satchel Paige, the legend, 1906-1982. Billy Herman, Baseball Hall of Famer, 1909-1992. William Kunstler, the defense attorney for Tom Hayden, the Chicago 7, Jack Ruby, Martin Luther King Jr., Adam Clayton Powell, Abby Hoffman, Angela Davis, John Gotti, and others, 1919-1995. Ezra Charles, Boxing Hall of Famer, 1921-1975. Les Paul, remember him? Well, he had Mary Ford with him. 1924-1977. Country singer Charlie Lovin, 1927-2011. The one and only. He's still with us. Doc Severinsen, Tonight Show, 1927. Country group, String did a little bluegrass. Doyle Wilbourn of the Wilbourn Brothers, 1930. He passed away in 1982. The one and only. Richard Starkey, Ringo Starr, 1940. Still out there. Tony Jacklin, golf champ, 1944. Bill Melton, a couple of years, a big hitting third baseman for the White Sox, and he played with others, 1945. Joe Spano from Hill Street Blues, 1946. Shelley Duvall, olive oil, I guess, 1949-2024. The Village People's Dave Hodo, 1950. Joey Scarborough inflicted us with that song, The Greatest American Hero, 1955. Matt Shuey, fullback with the Bears and best friends with Walter Payton, 1958. This guy, I remember Magic Johnson saying he would love to have played with him because they did an all-star game and it was fun to watch. One of the great college basketball players of all time, Ralph Sampson, was born in 1960. Onward we go on the list. Good second baseman, played with the Yankees and the Twins, Chuck Knobloch, 1968. Remember, he had that throwing issue, kind of like Steve Sachs did, too. Outstanding basketball player, Lisa Leslie, 1972. And who else is on it? Chris Anderson. He was a power forward with the Miami Heat and other teams, a couple of championships, 1978. And who else do we have? Madison Marlowe, the singer. Maddie and Tay or whatever, something like that, 1995. Okay, let's see here. Who passed away on this day? 15 men on a dead man's chest, yo-ho-ho, and a bottle of rum. Young E. Allison, he is the poet who came up with that. He died in 1932, the creator of Sherlock Holmes, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, 1930. Also passing away on this day, not a bad actor, Cameron Mitchell, 1994. Veronica Lake, the peekaboo hairstyle and stuff, 1973. She was 50 when she passed away. And who else passed away on this day? Calvin Coolidge Jr., president's son. He died from blood poisoning, and he got it from a blister on his toe he received while playing tennis on the White House courts. That was in 1924. Okay. All right. I didn't say Ringo Starr's name on the list earlier, but besides that, I'm just going to. And it's ironic because we've been talking about landlines today. It says here that Satchel paid of a heart attack after a power failure at his home. I wonder if that means. I don't know what it means. Anyway, quite the legend. Quite the legend. And. It's, if you've ever read any books on Satchel Paige, you don't know which is the truth, but anyway, it's fun reading. He named his pitches, and those who saw him said he threw nothing but fastballs. And he had the nicknames of Bat Dodger, Midnight Rider, Midnight Creeper, Jump Ball, Trouble Ball, but they all essentially were fastballs, although his delivery would be a little deceiving as well. But he was quite the character and a hell of a pitcher. Satchel Paige to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Grover Beach Police Department said they responded to fewer illegal fireworks calls on 4th of July than previous years. The police department said there were no major incidents in the city, although officers did have to issue 10 citations for illegal fireworks use. A heat advisory for San Luis Obispo County has been issued as warmer temperatures are forecast this week. The heat advisory will be in effect from 10 this morning to 8 p.m. on Friday. The warmest temperatures are expected Wednesday and Thursday afternoon, with a very modest cool down on Friday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 90s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
There, obviously, because of the situation with baseball, the Negro Leagues, he did make it and won a world championship. But those who played against him in the Barnstorm Leagues, in other words, the white major leaguers, said they'd never seen anything like this guy. Satchel Paige to the top. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.